Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Deborah Fine is with us. I'm glad she's here, too. Deborah is a lady who has been spending a lot of her time helping people like you and me put our best foot forward when we speak to people, when we meet people, when we're networking. And she's written a book called The Fine Art of Small Talk, How to Start a Conversation, Keep It Going, Build Networking Skills, and Leave a Positive Impression. She's our good friend. Deborah, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. What's the news?
Well, the news is my second book was accepted, so it's coming out next year, January.
What's it about?
I'm excited about that. It's called The Fine Art of Big Talk.
Big Talk.
So we're going to cover everything from negotiation to presentations and interviews
like
and all that type of thing. Everything from how do you pace, you know, your timing in a negotiation, and to when do you silence as a tool, whether it's on stage, you know, or you're making a presentation, or whether you're negotiating. So
why don't we do a little preview today of that?
Well, I don't know if I'm in the midst of it. Was just accepted and it's a little rewrite on it, but we could, I suppose.
We could talk
about how, you know, it's springtime, Jim, and it's time to plant some seeds, I think. Don't you think, for harvesting in the fall?
I agree.
And not wait until we really need to plant, but plant now. You know,
isn't that the thing that some people, if you're a newbie to networking, to the marketplace, you don't realize that the things that you're doing today, the people you meet today, the relationships you form, the acquaintances that you make that may become friends or business down the road, that those things might not come up for 6 months, for a year, maybe 6 years.
Absolutely.
You never know, do you? You gotta always be planning, don't you?
Well, yes, planning, and you can't necessarily, you know, a lot of people approach networking a little differently than maybe I would, and that is, what can you do for me today, or what do I need today, and that's what they network for. Instead, I really believe that, you know, you should gain visibility in the business community, in your church or synagogue, wherever it might be, because you don't know what you're going to be networking for in 4 months or 3 weeks, do you? Let's say
that's
now
exactly
you're networking
right
for clients, but 3 weeks from now you may have grown so much that you need a lot of employees. I mean, you just don't know, and I think the best thing you can do is have a really decent conversation with anybody you meet, so that if you do go to call them in 3 weeks, they might actually remember who you are.
Well, don't you have to keep this in mind? A networking moment is not a sales moment. It's not a
exactly
time when you should be closing a sale.
Exactly, and that's why I struggle sometimes with what's called elevator speeches, because if I know it's an elevator speech, it sort of turns me off, Jim. That's one of the reasons.
Unless it's just very simply explaining what somebody does.
But then it doesn't sound like a speech, does it?
Right.
Or
no, that's
a pitch.
Right.
It just
that's
sounds
right
like when I talk to you, Jim, I feel like I'm just talking to an old friend.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I don't feel like you're trying to. I don't. You know, as sweet as you are, the compliments it just threw me out during the break.
Oh, sweet talker.
But it sounds genuine. Now, maybe you're lying to me, but it sounds to me genuine.
No, I would never lie to you.
Right,
never.
Exactly. So when we're networking and we're out there, if it sounds like a pitch, then it's going to, I don't care, even if it's not meant to be.
And most of us have antenna that run up when it sounds like that.
Exactly. So, yes, you know, one of the things I talk about in the book, The Fine Art of Small Talk, is play the conversation game. So if somebody says to you, "How are you, Jim?" instead of just saying fine, you would never just say fine, Jim, but, you know, most of us would, because we're in a rut where we give one-word answers. When somebody says, "How have you been?" or "What's been going on?" instead of saying nothing, give them a sentence about what's going on in your business. Not a speech, not five sentences, just one sentence. "Oh, things have been great. I'm going to the Small Business Administration event in D.C. I'm really looking forward to it because I'm an MC for a luncheon 5-6 years in a row. So what's going on with you?"
You've got to turn it back, don't you? You got to, but you got to turn it back on them. You can't just run on about yourself. You got to say, you know, I'm excited. I got a couple of things going on right now. How are things going for you?
Exactly. But do you see, Jim? A lot of us, because we're in a rut. You'd be surprised. There's people out there who are schmoozing and trying to sell themselves all the time. And then there's people like me, I suppose, who just, without even thinking, when somebody says, Deborah, what's been going on? I say, not much. When that's not true. We all have millions of things going on, but it's so hard to think of what they are that we just say nothing or not
well,
much.
Are people like you and me, I think, Deborah, you know, we have got things going on, but maybe we haven't stopped to learn how to present it,
exactly.
What's going on. In a way that doesn't sound like we're trying to give them a pitch.
Exactly. Even if someone like you were to say, well, I've got a trip to D.C. coming up that I'm looking forward to this week, that's enough. Because I'll tell you what, if
that's
people
right.
are interested in you and really and want to connect, they've got something to pick up on and something to talk with you about.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got to be prepared for things like that without selling, to let people know about what we're up to and what we're doing. And that is a form of networking. Even if you're a church or synagogue, if somebody says, how's your week? You don't have to say, I'm looking to get 5 new clients this week. You say, well, I had a busy week. Business has been, I'm really focusing on my business this week. And for the next few months, I'm really focusing on some growth things. What's going on with you? Now they can ask, well, what kind of growth things are you talking about? You've given them something to talk about with you. Because sometimes we just don't know what to talk about with someone we run into every 3 months or every 3 weeks because we don't know them intimately. So help people out a little bit and give them something to talk about with you.
When I first started my consulting business back in 89, I really needed some business. I mean,
really?
I had two mortgages and two teenagers, and I had, you know, I'd just been downsized a second time in 18 months, and I said, you know what, I started my own business, and I really needed the business. It was the most difficult thing I ever did,
right,
was to tell people what I did without trying to sell them, because I'm a professional salesman. I mean, I know how to do that.
Right.
And if I turn it on, you know, you're almost have no defense. But
right.
but I had to learn how to lay back and just tell, because the kind of work I was going to do could not be sold. It had to be wanted.
Right. You know that. You know, when I started my business, I was not a salesperson because I was an engineer who had this idea to do this. But, you know, what I learned, besides the selling part, which I did learn how to sell. Oh, go ahead. I hear that music.
Yeah, hold on to that thought, Deborah. You've been here before, haven't you? Deborah Fine, ladies and gentlemen, she is our favorite engineer. The Fine Art of Small Talk is her book, available wherever books are sold. She and I will be right back. More to come right after these messages. It's 23 after the hour. I'll learn to tell time soon, folks. Don't give up on me. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out. Use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out our blog. Lots of other stuff there, including several things that Deborah Fine has deposited with us over the years, including the past interviews that we've done are right there available to you in the archives. Her book is called The Fine Art of Small Talk. Deborah Fine, DeBraFine, if you're Googling her. And Deborah, give us your website and remind us the books, wherever books are sold, right?
Wherever books are sold, and it's DeborahFine.com, just like you said. And thankfully, you know, we have Google pretty much figured out over here. So when you put in Deborah Fine or Small Talk or lots of things, I'm the first one that comes up. So
all right, how about that?
That's the key to small business these days, isn't it?
It is, isn't it?
It's having Google find you.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no question.
That?
No question about it. Okay, we're talking about...
There was something I wanted to say about what we were talking about that I felt was so important for the people out there that don't have your gift of, I would say, not only salesmanship, but your gift with people, Jim. Because a lot of us that own businesses, that we are engineers or we are money people or we're not what you'd call, born with a gift or charismatic like yourself. OK, okay, and I'm not saying that to be nice to you. I'm saying it because I bet a lot of your listeners will identify with what I'm saying, is that just because we own a business doesn't mean we have this kind of charisma. As a matter of fact, a lot of us do not. So let me just reiterate that we don't know who our customers are. We don't know who our clients are, our future ones, that is, you know, our potential ones. You really, I mean, I'm sure everybody listening, as well as yourself, Jim, I know I can provide so many examples of people who, in my regular life, when I say that, whether it's a fellow parent, whether it be at church or synagogue, whether it be just at a community activist organization that I'm involved with, have ultimately become customers, not because I pitched to them or sold to them, just as you described, but because through the course of our budding relationship, either in the beginning or as it developed, they learned what I did. And then the next time that maybe they were on a program committee or they heard that their spouse needed a program on communication, they actually thought of me, not because I bombarded them and said, here, take my business card, because that is not networking when you shove your card in someone's face. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I was in Asia last month on a speaking tour, Jim, and I learned something really, I thought, that was really valuable for me. In Asia, and I was in Singapore and Thailand to work, this is how someone gives their business card. They hand their business card. They use two hands, one at each edge of the business card. I hand it to you with both of my hands. You take my card with both hands, Jim, and you read it right there. So it's not how we do it here, where people are just giving cards out like they're, I don't know, M&Ms. And then the next day I go to put on my suit, and I have a little secret. Don't tell anybody that's listening right now. But because I'm a speaker and I go on stage and I have different audiences every day, sometimes I'll wear the same suit 3 days in a row.
Whoa.
Now that's my secret, okay? It's clean, don't worry. But, you know, why send it to the dry cleaner when it doesn't need it? So
I agree.
Okay, so now the second day I go to put on my suit, I feel in the pockets all this stuff. Before I'm wearing it out, I'm not going to have all this stuff in the pockets. And what is it? All these business cards, Jim. And I open up my palm, look at all these cards, and say to myself, who are all these people? Because they just go, here, take my card. What? Mm-hmm. I didn't ask for your card. Don't give me your card. I don't even know who you are. We didn't even visit. So... But there they were. Now, don't you think that's sort of a nice idea, Jim? I'm starting this little movement on my own to, when I hand a card, I'm going to hand it with two hands.
You want it to mean something.
I do.
And
but
only give it
I've
to somebody that you've started a relationship with.
Exactly. But this is what I've done since I've come back from this tour. When someone hands me their card, I can't control what other people do with my card. But when somebody hands me their card, I take it in both my hands. I read it right there, and I make a comment about their card, about their logo, about the address, about the company name, how they came up with it. Just one moment of time to really connect about their business card. It helps me remember who they are and what they do, but it shows them that I acknowledge them. I respect their card and who they are.
What about when you give me a card, if I take my pen out and make a note on the back there in front of you? What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's awesome. First look at it.
Because if I don't do that, I'll forget what I wanted to remember about that person.
That's probably because you know about 5 million people, Jim, because you do remember just about everything.
Well, I just try to make a note of that.
Your wife told me that about you.
But and 4 million of them are beautiful. But I try to focus on those especially. But anyway, the thing is that I agree with you. Even the people who annoy me the most are the ones who give me more than one card.
Yeah, what is
and
that?
And want me to give the others to somebody else.
I guess, and they
that is care that is so wrong, ladies. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
But you know what's really valuable to me is, can we just have a real conversation? Unless we're all in a hurry, and I say to you, "Gosh, Jim, I'd like to visit with you another time," and then you say, "Well, here's my card." Okay, that's okay. Mm-hmm. It's the person that's sitting at my table. They didn't show an interest in me and go, "Well, here's my card. I do insurance," and they get up and leave. Well, that usually doesn't go even in my pocket. And then if you want my card, ask me for it. See, I don't offer my card unless someone asks for it, because I figure
I'm the same way. Hey, Deborah, I got to wrap it up. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Your new book's coming out when?
Yes, January next year, 2008.
You're going to launch it on the show, right?
That'd be so exciting.
Tell your publisher and your PR people you expect to launch it on my show.
You know what? Let's do that.
I'd like that. Hey, Deborah,
thank you for being
here. DeborahFine.com is the website. That's her name. The book is The Fine Art of Small Talks. Thank you, Deborah. See you next time. quick break. Right back with Joanne Black. We're going to take this networking and turn it into ROI with referrals. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.